You're perfect, exactly as you are. You don't need to change. There's nothing to do and nowhere to go. It's already here. You're already perfect. Living in Quantum Love with Devra Laval will, in very simple terms, help you to understand that you are not who or what you believe yourself to be. Devra will share her own direct experiences, as well as interviewing enlightened guests who help shed light on our misunderstandings and limited beliefs to reveal the truth that we already are and have never left.
Welcome to Living in Quantum Love. Today's show is called How to Live in Quantum Love in Modern Times. This is Devra Laval, your host, and you're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 a.m. WMEX Boston, heard every third Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5 p.m. Pacific. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Thursday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Today, I welcome and invite everyone listening to open your minds and hearts to this great guest, this beautiful man, and what he has come to teach us today. We think that we have to go to some exotic place to meet a master who's the embodiment of peace and love. But what if amongst us walks such a one? And what if such a one were to say, maybe be my guest today? Wouldn't you love to meet a mystic who's a living demonstration of peace and whose message speaks to all people, regardless of whether your background's religious, spiritual, or scientific? It sounds a little like what Jesus might have been in his time. But we live in modern times now. While the rules might seem different, the truth remains the same. Just as Jesus taught deeply the importance of forgiveness in spiritual awakening in his time, those teachings have not died today. Not as long as we have a mystic in our midst like David Hofmeister. And now in the short time I have to introduce him, I can only tell you some of the great accomplishments he has had, such as all his teachings and numerous books, which have been translated into 13 languages, and the millions of people around the world who have benefited from his teachings, audios, and videos. And David's own journey involved the study of many pathways culminating in a deeply practical application of A Course in Miracles, of which he is a renowned teacher and international speaker. Centers have opened devoted to his teachings in the USA, Mexico, Europe, Australia, and Canada. David Hofmeister is a living demonstration that peace is possible. It is possible. His gentle demeanor and articulate, non-compromising expression are a gift to all. He helps us with his practical application of non-dual teachings to experience the unified mind. And his clarity about the function of forgiveness in spiritual awakening and his radical use of mindful movie watching in the release of judgment is enlightening and otherwise unheard of. Over the past 30 years, David traveled to 44 countries across 6 continents to extend the message that truth is available for everyone now. His number one best-selling book, Quantum Forgiveness, Physics Meet Jesus, catapults the mind into a true and transcendent experience of peace now. David truly is the modern mystic for our modern times, and he's not just a Course in Miracles teacher. He's an enlightened, universal being that sees only the absolute love that we all are. We have a special 2-hour interview planned with David Hofmeister, and you're listening to the first hour live here on 1510 AM WMEX Boston, and the full 2-hour special presentation can be heard on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network as of Monday, October 17th. Just go to my homepage, Living in Quantum Love. Hello, David, and welcome.
Hi, Deborah. It's great to be on the air with you, and thank you for those kind words. And it's always a joy talking with you. Every time we talk, it feels like we're really having a real heart-to-heart conversation, and we're always on the same wavelength.
I know it feels that way, and I'm so honored to have you with us today, and thank you for taking time out between your travels. I know you're really busy, and I'm just so grateful for this and so excited that we can have
Yes, hopefully we can share a lot of these beautiful ideas that are so freeing of the mind and the heart, and also it's just so practical that I know just what you were sharing there in the introduction, that this is a practical presence and a practical experience that it transcends all the ages, and so it's just an honor to be in that presence and to extend that presence of love.
Well, the name of our show today, David, is How to Live in Quantum Love in Modern Times. But before I get into the questions I have for you, I have some lovely questions, but I know our listeners would love to know a little bit more about you, just as a person. And something happened to you at the age of 34. Could you briefly describe this experience that you had and how it changed your life?
Well, I just had this experience that was so transcendent. I mean, the words oneness and love and enlightenment and things that we experience and words that we use, it just, even the words seem to fall short. But it was just this complete experience of absolute oneness, and I think of telepathy, and there was this communion experience that seemed to just be everything, just complete and absolute. And then with that experience, there came like an inner knowing that the whole point of my seeming life on Earth would be to extend this presence and this message of unconditional love and pure innocence. And so it just seems like everything since that has felt a little more like a fairy tale, the things, travels, and meeting people and everything seeming very orchestrated, like just all part of a much larger plan, and everything perfectly taken care of really easily and effortlessly. So there's not a sense of a doer or having to get things done or looking to a schedule and feeling the weight of the timeline. It's just very happy and innocent and childlike, and it just feels very clean and clear and pristine. So that experience, which I can call like a revelatory experience or just a merge or a direct experience of the light that's beyond the veil of time and space, that experience was so strong that it gave me this inner knowing that has continued and pervaded everything that I seem to experience in this world.
That's so beautiful. It's just so amazing, David. And it's kind of an odd question, but I'm just going to ask. Given the depth of your experience, which I know of, and I'm so honored, what would you say your mission here is?
Well, I think in very, very simple terms, it's just to be happy. That is our Creator's will for us. We were created in perfect happiness, and so to be in that experience and to radiate that experience is a simple statement of the mission. It's different from a lot of mission statements where it involves different groups of people or various aspects of the world and society. Such a simple, happy state of mind seems to be what everyone is searching for, and there is either conscious or unconscious desire for happiness, but it seems to be so tied in through the ego into outcomes of form and the dream world and the dreamscape going in particular ways, which mm-hmm. are designated as happy ways, when this is actually just a pervasive state of mind that it doesn't have anything really to do with what we would call outcomes in the world. So it's a very intrinsic mission, and yet I feel that since we're all connected in the quantum field, that happiness is a universal experience, and it's something that is shared. So it's not something where one person can be happy and another not. It has to be a universal experience that is far beyond personal perceptions.
I understand. That is so beautiful. I just love the way you, every word you speak is like gold.
Well, we're mystics, so we relate to each other. It's sometimes it trickles down and people try to put it into form or into logistics. That's where the difficulty happens. But we have such a resonance with what's being shared at the mind level or at the heart level.
Yeah. Could you give us a very brief overview of the Course in Miracles? Because some people know it, they're listening today, and others don't. Just some kind of a brief overview.
Yeah, I would say it's like a spiritual psychotherapy that's put in very practical terms that tends to draw from three schools of thought or three disciplines, psychology and education and Christianity. And much of the course comes through in chapter after chapter after chapter in Shakespearean blank verse. So there are people I know that are musicians or poets that are marveling at not just a paragraph or two, but chapter after chapter of Shakespearean blank verse. And I would say that I would summarize it as having a text and a workbook and a manual for teachers. Mm-hmm. So it has the theory behind it that comes through in kind of a symphonic way, in a circular way, where it keeps introducing ideas and picking them up again as the chapters go on in the text. And the workbook is a beautiful day-by-day mind training program to take the reader into an experience through one lesson a day, although you can stay with more than one lesson a day. You're just asked not to do more than not to do more than one lesson, but you can stay with the lesson for some days. And then the manual for teachers is for those that feel like a lifelong calling, either as like a miracle worker or a teacher of God. And it has some practical answers to questions like reincarnation and relationships and so forth. So it's quite a powerful tool, and it comes from Jesus, and a lot of times we think of the historical Jesus, but this is a very present Jesus who's kind of hip to the modern languages of psychology mm-hmm. and education as well.
I love that. I was watching Oprah quickly last week, and Eckhart Tolle, who I know, he had the Course in Miracles in his hand, and he was going, "I love this book," and it was very sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, I just love this book. I do too. Now I have some questions that, I put together some of the questions people were asking, kind of in a collage in a way. Many people are challenged in our modern times by financial strains, health concerns, family issues, political issues, and now with the profusion of spiritual related material on the internet, people are wondering if they're in their spirit or in their ego. Are they present enough, or have they failed because they aren't doing enough? They question their self-worth, or they're doubting their intuition as they don't feel they are either clear on or allowed to have boundaries, while others wonder what to do with the fear, the anxiety, or the oversensitivity that arises. with all this going on in the mind and seemingly coming at us, how do we live in alignment with our divine self in these modern times?
Yes, well, that seems to be the most practical question, is how do we live this experientially? And we could say that just what you were describing, it is describing a very, very complex world. So we could say that human beings experience the world as extremely complex, and if we come to the basic premise that the world is just a projection of our thoughts and beliefs, we could say that what we are dealing with here with the ego is an extremely complex system of beliefs and thoughts, and we need to be unraveled from it, almost like if it was we had some yarn and it just got all tangled up and tangled more and more. I know people say that with their earbuds when they stick them in their pocket and they try to pull them out real quick and have a conversation, the earbuds get all tangled. And the ego is a very tangled thought system, and we need a system of discernment that unwinds us from that entanglement and takes us back into being in touch with spirit, with our intuition, in a practical, moment-by-moment, day-by-day way. And so I would say that really, ever since I had that experience that you mentioned when I was about 34 years old, then the simplicity has been so amazing, and it like slices through what seem to be layers and layers of complexity, and always provides the most loving, gentle, practical guidance and answer in the moment. And so that is really the direction that our lives are taking. That's where our consciousness is heading when we give ourselves over to this discipline and this mind training.
I agree. I so agree with you. It is so gentle, too, at a certain level.
Yes, yes, it really is.
I know. Well, you know, David, you have a best-selling book, Quantum Forgiveness, Physics, Meet Jesus. I love the title of that. That's so amazing. And the description of your book from the book's promotion page states that quantum forgiveness combines the science of the material universe as understood by quantum physics, forgiveness as taught by Jesus 2,000 years ago, and movie watching as a spiritual tool interpreted in a useful way through the eyes and clarity of a modern-day mystic, which is you. So I found this fascinating. I mean, I was really excited about the idea of watching movies and getting, you know, released somehow. So
yes.
What's the purpose of this book, and who is it for?
Well, I know that people learn and kind of come to a sense of meaning through different avenues, and a lot of it has to do with our cultural conditioning and the words and symbols that we're comfortable with and familiar with, and as well as our desires, our interests, our hobbies. So you might say that everyone who seems to come to this world has an ego and a personality self and a historical self that is quite unique, and that the spirit has to find a way to work through these unique personalities that are really all based on the same ego belief system that's quite complex. And so I have found that after I had that awakening experience, that I've just marveled and watched at how the spirit comes through whoever I'm with in ways that they can relate to. So if I'm, you know, in a Jewish synagogue, it can come through in a way that they can hear me and experience what I'm, the love that I'm feeling and the joy. And if it's in an ashram or a church or just coming out of a movie theater watching a current movie, that I think movies are like modern-day parables, and I feel that Jesus taught quite a lot in those parables from 2,000 years ago, and now the same spirit and presence can use the modern-day movies of the last numbers of decades to convey these amazing states of mind and point to these amazing states of mind. And just like the Eastern metaphor of the Zen master who's pointing at the moon, we don't have to get too caught up on the form of the master seems to take. We're being pointed to an amazing light and an amazing awareness that is there for all of us and easily accessible if we're just open to let the symbols be used. So for me, A Course in Miracles was a pathway that seemed to be suited just for me because of all my years of university and teachings and lessons in psychology and philosophy, education. It seemed to be speaking my language. And then as soon as I had the experience that the Course was pointing to, then suddenly my mission was to extend it to whoever was my audience, and that I would be used in many countries, 44 countries, and many different places and environments and settings, but I had to just be so fluid and flexible to let the love pour through in a way that people could really feel it and experience it.
I love that. And also, what's so great is that all of who you are is great in that people can practice their religion and be part of your spirit and be part of A Course in Miracles at the same time. Is that not true?
Yeah, I don't feel that people are necessarily being called to just abdicate on certain practices or rituals or beliefs, but they are being called towards an unwinding from an identification with these things. So I was born and raised in Christianity, and you might say that A Course in Miracles incorporates a lot of the teachings of Christianity and the Bible, but it takes us way beyond some of those egoic distortions of sacrifice and penance and punishment and so forth, and it takes us to a state of divine innocence and happiness and joy and divine love. And I feel it's the same with the movies. A lot of us have watched quite a few movies in our life, and then as I began to give it over to Spirit and say, take me to the movies, and I would go to video rentals and movie theaters, and the Spirit would be talking to me, setting up the movie, and then after the movie would give me these huge insights. Did you notice this? Did you notice that? I would get these internal teachings using the movies, and eventually I was guided to extend that. And an example of that would be Jesus internally guiding me to go down to South America, to Colombia, and to go to a city, Cali, Colombia, which I'd never been to. I don't speak Spanish. I'm down there. The Spirit's coming through me. Translators are showing up. And after a while, I find myself in a big theater showing movies like The Matrix or Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, or even quantum movies like What the Bleep Do We Know, where I could show the movie and the Spirit would give commentary and setup, and then the whole theater would go into an experience with me in the span of 2 and 2.5 hours, where we'd all have these glowing, twinkly eyes and sparkly faces because the Spirit had used the movie to carry us into a very high state of mind without using drugs or a lot of the things that people tend to try in this world. It was very natural and very inspired. So that just continued on. And really, quantum forgiveness, physics meet Jesus is just a summation of a lot of experiences that I've had over the last couple decades.
Oh, thank you, David. I want to tell people about where they can find all of this right now, so we'll be taking a short commercial break.
Beautiful.
In his new book, Quantum Forgiveness, Physics Meet Jesus. Mystic David Hoffmeister uses 7 mind-expanding movies as modern-day parables to guide you into an experience of quantum forgiveness. And it's available worldwide from the store at davidhoffmeister.com. And David also has a free gift to share with all our listeners. The first 2 chapters of his new book, Quantum Forgiveness, Physics Meet Jesus. To redeem this amazing gift, simply go to davidhoffmeister.com/QF gift. That's davidhoffmeister.com/QFGIFT. Or just go to my webpage at Dream Vision 7 Radio, look for Living in Quantum Love, and click on his link there. And you can also write to me at info@devralaval.com. And to find out more about David and his work, please visit davidhoffmeister.com. See you in a few minutes.
Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Devra LaValle, Master Life Coach, Visionary, and Modern Day Mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Devra's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@devralaval.com or visit devralaval.com. That's DEVRAHLAVAL.com.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Devra LaValle, Master Life Coach, Visionary, and Modern Day Mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Devra's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@devralaval.com or visit devralaval.com. That's DEVRAHLAVAL.com. What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra LaValle, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
Welcome back, everyone, to Living in Quantum Love here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast at 1510 a.m. WMEX Boston. Today's program is called How to Live in Quantum Love in Modern Times. Hello again, David. We're back.
Hi, Deborah.
The break. And just before the break, we were talking about your book, and it's just so rich. I mean, I've looked through it, and I love it. It's just so rich, and I really like the part about the unified mind. So people may or may not know what that means. So what is meant by the unified mind?
Well, a lot of times in spirituality, we hear the word consciousness, and even in quantum physics, over these last seven decades or so, the word consciousness has come up from time to time. One quantum physicist says consciousness is the ground of being. And when we go into A Course in Miracles, Jesus says that consciousness is the domain of the ego in the sense that it has levels and it can be trained. You can train your mind into higher and higher levels and states of awareness, of consciousness. But the unified field or unified mind or unified awareness is a state of mind where all the levels are transcended, and you might say it's the very tippy top of consciousness. It's a unified awareness. And this is a state in which everything is energy. There's no inner, outer. There's no subject, object. There's no observer, observed. It's everything is one. And you could even call this awareness like the dreamer of the dream, in which you know that it's a dream, and so it's a lucid dream, and you're very much aware that you're dreaming, but there's not a dreamer and a dream that are separate. It's like you are one with the dream, and there is nothing apart from that. So that's just a way of trying to put words to a very glorious state of mind that you might say is the goal of all spiritual discipline and the goal of all discernment and mind training, is just to be aware of the unity of everything in awareness.
Oh, boy, that's hard to take into the heart. It's so big.
Yeah, it's vast.
It explodes my heart when you talk. And David, what actually happens when physics meets Jesus? I mean, I just love that. People, I'm sure, would really want to know what happens when physics meets Jesus.
Well, I would say that there's this merge where these different ideas that have been around, when we talk physics, we could mention that there's like Newtonian physics, and that's the physics that most of us read in our science books when we were growing up and we were doing experiments. We were using the scientific method, and we're pretty familiar with physics. For every action, there's a reaction, and E equals mc squared from Einstein and so on and so forth. But quantum physics is really taking it to a higher realm, you might say transcending the belief in an external empirical world that can be studied and experimented with as if it's apart from the experimenter. And basically, that's what happens when physics meets Jesus. You start to realize that all these hunches and these theories from quantum physics actually have a basis in the unified field being the forgiven world or the happy dream or the unified perception that Jesus is talking about in A Course in Miracles. So basically, it's a merge where you start to see that, oh, we can talk about forgiveness using terms from quantum physics and that they're very interchangeable. And what we might call the teachings of Jesus, whether we're talking the Beatitudes or his sermon on the full Sermon on the Mount, is really quite a teaching in quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a practical teaching. It's not something that is divorced from everyday life. It's something that, that encompasses everything that we perceive. So to me, I've had a great love of Jesus as a presence, as an immediate presence, not necessarily just as a historical figure that's described, you know, from the Bible or throughout the centuries, but a living presence. And the quantum field is a vibrant living experience as well, and they do come together, and so they are not opposites. And that's pretty much what I was raised with, and most of us have been raised with, true religion and spirituality was seen as something very different from science. And I see that it's not different at all. These symbols do have a meeting point in a state of mind.
Yes, that's beautiful. I really love that. I mean, I'm so... I really agree with you on the physics part of it. I think it's just such an amazing angle. Even though it's not an angle, it is that, but it's just really, really lovely. I love the idea that you present in your book when you say, why wait for the drama to play out in your life, when you're referring to the movies, when you can let the character on the screen do it for you. How does this work? I was curious about this part. How does it work?
Well,
briefly, I know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I think for many of us, our lives have been quite dramatic, and the emotions have been so intense, and we could say that in terms of our family lives, oftentimes our relationships, our work environments and situations, and you mentioned earlier even the political dramas right now that seem to be playing out, even in the presidential race. It seems to be quite dramatic and quite extreme, and all kinds of words are being spoken that we're not even used to in presidential debates. So there's a radical nature, an extreme nature to the human condition. And for many of us, it's quite threatening. We have to open up to a new way of perceiving, really, to transcend that drama.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's easier to read a novel and read about what's the main character in a novel go through something, or to watch a movie or a short story in which there's a character transformation, and we start to relate, go, wow, that really is what's going on in my mind, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit safer to see it as Truman going through the Truman Show than to face this kind of dismantling or this falling apart that seems to occur in the average course of a human life, where there's loss, there's grief, there's things that fall away, there's things that change dramatically, sometimes very quickly in our life, and we're just left like standing there wondering what is happening and where are...
Hold that thought, David.
Yeah.
Hold
the
up.
Doubt thoughts. The doubt thoughts are like very intense when we're seeing them in our own mind, and when we see them acted out, sometimes we're almost like one step removed from them, and that allows us, we think we're being entertained by the movie, but actually we start to ponder, this movie is speaking to me. So that's the feeling that I get when we say that sometimes it can be acted out in a way that can be very beneficial to our spiritual awakening.
Well, some of this material, this is we're just having a short break on this. I just want to say that some of this material to our listeners might be new to some of you, and you'll likely have some questions or comments. So I'd like to hear from you. And write me at info@devralaval.com. And for anyone feeling moved to look deeper how to live in quantum love, I have a simple personalized online course as a way of venturing within. And the class is being offered at 50% off the regular price till December 31st. And for more details, visit devralaval.com. and click on Workshop for more info and use the promo code FREEDOM50. Now, to contact David or to see all the many wonderful offerings he has, from books to workshops, videos, and courses, global events, and who knows, he might even be coming to a city near you. Go to davidhoffmeister.com. That's DavidHoffmeister.com. See you after the break.
The kind that won't slip away. Yes, I'm soaring through your heart. Don't you know I cannot survive without you in my life?
Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Devra LaValle, Master Life Coach, Visionary, and Modern Day Mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Devra's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@devralaval.com or visit devralaval.com. That's DevrahLaval.com. Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com. Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Devra LaValle, Master Life Coach, Visionary, and Modern Day Mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Devra's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@devralaval.com or visit devralaval.com. That's DevrahLaval.com.
Do you believe that mankind can create a world whose priority is nurturing life, and that love and unity would be the foundation for this new paradigm? Soul on Air on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network provides a unique service to our audience by personally researching solutions that align with our unique value tenets. With these stories, we seek to inspire awakening, awareness, and involvement. Tune in every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time to co-create with us. And please visit us online at nowsharelove.org. This is our story to write. Let's make it a love story.
What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra LaValle, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Devra LaValle on Dream Vision 7 Radio, and you're listening to Living in Quantum Love. And today's topic is how to live in quantum love in modern times. And my guest today is David Hoffmeister. Now, David, when we broke for break, we were talking about how using the movies is much easier on us in some ways than actually walking through it ourselves.
Yeah, it does seem to be an advantage to be relaxed and watching a movie, and you might even say that the ego part of your mind is like, oh, great, some entertainment. We could use a break. And then the spirit is always working with whatever we're perceiving to send through these great insights and these messages of healing and comfort. And I think the more relaxed we are, whether it's through meditation or some technique, and we're open and receptive, even in our relationships, then that's when the spirit can be most effective to taking us to higher states of consciousness and transforming our perception of the world.
Yeah, I see that. It's just, I was playing with it with a movie that you had mentioned, August Rush, I believe.
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie. I was just loved it. It was so beautiful, and you really do walk through deep emotions when you look at it in a different way.
Yeah, I think what's so beautiful is just like when you're learning to go, let's say, go swimming, to learn how to swim, you know, usually you splash around in the children's pool a bit and maybe go in the shallow end and get acclimated to the water and so forth, and maybe have an instructor or somebody in there with you, or maybe you're wearing some floaty devices on your arms and legs to practice. But that's the way it can be with movie watching. There's some that just leave us with a warm feeling in our heart when we watch the movie. Like I try to watch Pocahontas at least once a year because of all the beautiful Disney colors and the music and a pretty strong message too about joining together and letting aside grievances and war and learning to communicate. But then there are also movies nowadays that are coming out that they seem to rearrange our assumptions about time being linear.
Mm-hmm.
And I know certainly a lot of us think back to Groundhog Day, where Phil, the weatherman, is reliving the same day over and over, and many of us have laughed all the way through that movie. I've even shown it in other countries and love to hear people laugh. And then we also think, that's kind of like the way my life is, getting up and reliving this.
That alarm clock going off in the morning.
Yeah, the same day over and over. And then there's movies now coming out like that I have in my quantum forgiveness book, like Source Code, where there's a period of a couple minutes that seems to be relived over and over on a train heading to Chicago. Or there's movies like Time's End is a version of The Emissary, which is a Star Trek episode, which takes us on a journey piercing the veil of time and space and into the realm of light, where there's a huge contrast between light and the perceptual world. Or there's a movie like Days of Future Past, an X-Men movie, in which the main character has to kind of go back in time to 1973 to bring about a healing and prevent a murder that we might say a murderous thought in the mind, to forgive it so that the whole world and the whole cosmos can be perceived in a healed and holistic way. So these movies really are practical devices that we can give over to the spirit and let the spirit take us into an actual healing experience. And I find that just spectacular, actually, the movies can be used in that way.
It is spectacular. What about is there a simple formula that we can apply to the movies we watch to help us heal without being in your courses or guidance? Is there something we could do? Because there's some people that, without your in-depth commentary, is there something people can do just casually? And probably not, but I thought I would ask for some of our people just in case they're wanted to try it, but, you know.
Yeah, I think we could boil it down into that when you're watching a movie, it's important to just begin to pay attention to your emotions, your feelings, and your thoughts as you're watching the movie. Because oftentimes when we're watching a movie, we just get so swept up in the movie that we forget that we're even watching a movie. We forget about our mind, and we may say, oh, I had a lot of emotions during that movie, but we don't often pay very close attention. So I would say what the Spirit worked with me initially with all movies was an attentiveness to be aware of what my emotions were and my thoughts were during the movie. Almost like if you were doing dream analysis and then your dream analysis therapist said, now we're not going to just try to figure out what that meant, but I want you to actually pay attention to your feelings during the dreaming, and then we'll work with those emotions to take us much deeper. So that's what can be done just with watching any movie or any television show.
No, that's really great advice, because I know, you know, people might not want to do it, but if they hear this from you, they'll probably play around with it at least to start.
Yeah, give it a try.
Give it a try, yeah. And I just wanted to, we've only got about a minute, but we're, you know, nearing the end of hour one of our special two-hour interview, but I'd like to remind everyone at this time that this two-hour interview with David can be heard as a special presentation on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network on Monday, October 17th at 3 to 5 a.m. and 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 6 to 8 a.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific. So simply go to my homepage at dreamvision7radio.com and click the Listen Live button at those times, or you can listen via Google Play or Apple. And it will be in the archives as of next Saturday. So thank you, David, for sharing your insights and wisdom with us, and I'm so looking forward to our second hour. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in and being part of this adventure today. I invite you to listen to this show again, and please share it with whomever you feel might benefit from these ideas and insights. And some of this might be new or unfamiliar to some of you, but I know that it will expand your vision and perspectives. And this show can be accessed again in the archives as of October 22nd, and to contact David Hoffmeister and to find out about his works and offerings, please visit davidhoffmeister.com. That's davidhoffmeister.com. And the other thing is that don't forget David's beautiful book. He's giving two chapters of his new book, Quantum Forgiveness, Physics Meet Jesus, to everyone. So do not forget to do this. Or do not forget to redeem this gift. Simply go to davidhoffmeister.com/QFGIFT. That's davidhoffmeister.com/QFGIFT. So, I'm really looking forward to sharing the second hour with you. In hour two, we'll have some really juicy questions for David.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'm sure that you've had all the juicy questions, but.
Yep, that's what comes when you travel around and meet people.
That's right. So, all my love. I will see you again soon, and. See you again soon. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Don't you know I cannot survive without you in my life?
Please join Devra next time as she delves ever deeper into how living in quantum love can free you from the chains of limited concepts we've been taught all our lives. Devra's personal experiences, along with her enlightened guests, will chip away at what keeps us separate from the truth of who we are. Tune in every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern for Living in Quantum Love on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network at 1510 a.m. WMEX Boston, or every Thursday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com. Visit Devra LaValle, Master Spiritual Coach, at DevraLaValle.com. That's D-E.